When you resign from a member firm, there's a list of exactly 5 things you're allowed to walk out with. 5. And the advisors who end up in a courtroom usually didn't misread the list. They kept a 6th thing just in case. Today is the broker protocol, what it actually lets you take when you leave, and the order of operations that makes the protection real. Quick note before we get into it. Advisor Growth Lab is not a broker-dealer, and everything here is for educational purposes only. It's not individualized legal, tax, or investment advice. Every advisor's situation is different, so treat this as a map, not a set of directions. If a move is anywhere on your horizon this year or someday, this one's for you. We'll cover where the protocol came from, the 5 fields you can take, what has to stay behind, the exact sequence on resignation day, and a membership check that has to be true twice. Start with where this thing came from, because the history explains the rules. Before 2004, an advisor changing firms was a lawsuit waiting to be filed. The old firm would run to court for a temporary restraining order, the new firm would fund the defense, and the clients sat frozen while the judge decided whether their own advisor was allowed to call them. Every firm played both roles, plaintiff 1 month, defendant the next, and the legal bills ran in both directions. So in 2004, 3 of those firms called a truce. Smith Barney, Merrill Lynch, and UBS created the broker protocol. And the document states its purpose plainly: protect clients' privacy and protect their freedom to choose who advises them. It's a few pages long, any firm can join it. And as of the administrator's October 2025 list, more than 2,000 brokerages and advisory firms have. But understand what this document is not. No legislature passed it, and no regulator wrote it. It's a private, voluntary agreement, and it binds only the firms that signed it. Hold that thought, because it comes back at the end of this episode with teeth. So what can you take? The official protocol text spells out exactly 5 pieces of client information: client name, address, phone number, email address, and account title. And only for the clients you personally service. That last field trips people up. Account title means how the account is registered: the Smith Family Trust, John and Mary, as joint tenants, not the account number and not the balance. Look at what those 5 fields let you do. You can contact a client, tell them you've moved, and let them decide. That's it. You cannot pre-fill transfer paperwork. You cannot reconstruct a statement. The list was designed to be enough for an announcement and nothing more. And personally, service carries more weight than it sounds like. The client you inherited from a retiring colleague last quarter, the household you covered twice while a teammate was out, whether you service them is exactly what member firms still fight about. What settles those fights is the record, not your memory. Whose rep code sat on the account and for how long, documented meetings, who the household was formally assigned to. A client you can't evidence is a client your list shouldn't carry. Now, the other side of the ledger, and this is where the lawsuits live. Everything outside those 5 fields stays. The protocol text prohibits taking any other documents or information: account numbers, statements, performance reports, financial plans, the notes in your CRM. And the advisors who get sued after a protocol move almost always sued themselves. The pattern repeats. Someone emails the client list to a personal address as a backup, and the forward itself is the violation. Firms audit outbound email after a resignation. Someone grabs account numbers because the new firm's paperwork would go faster. Someone tells their favorite clients before resigning, and pre-resignation solicitation sits outside the protocol's protection entirely. It's the first thing the old firm's lawyers look for. Two more limits worth knowing. The protocol doesn't erase a separate team or partnership agreement you've signed. Those stay fully in force. And it carves out rating. It protects an individual advisor's move. It was never designed to protect a whole team lifting out of a branch at once. Which brings us to resignation day, where the sequence is the protection. Step one, resign in writing, delivered to local branch management. Not an email to headquarters, not a call to your manager's cell. Written, local, delivered. Step two, leave the firm a copy of the client information you're taking. And this is the two list detail people get backwards. The list you walk out with holds the five fields. The copy you leave with the branch holds the five fields plus the account numbers. Reverse those two lists and you've handed your old firm its lawsuit. Step three, and only then, you contact clients. Each one who follows you does it by opening an account at the new firm, one signature at a time. A move done in that order carries the protection. A move done out of order is just a move with all the old exposure. One more point before I wrap up, and it's the part almost every summary skips. The protocol only works if both firms, the one you're leaving and the one you're joining, are members on the day you move. One out of two gives you nothing. And membership is a lookup, not a memory. The administrator publishes the member list. It changes week to week, and firms can withdraw on short notice. Some of the biggest names in the industry stepped in and then stepped right back out around 2017 and 2018, including firms that helped write it. So check both firms while you're planning and check again the morning you resign. If your firm turns out not to be a member, this episode's rules don't govern your move at all. Your employment agreement and your state's law do, and that's a different plan, built with a securities attorney before anything leaves the building. Most advisors have never needed a lawyer of their own because the firm's compliance department always handled that side. That's exactly why this step gets skipped and exactly why it shouldn't be. Get the right specialist in your corner before you act, not after the first letter arrives. If a move is starting to feel real, we built a short assessment that shows you where you stand, including how protocol membership fits your situation. It's free on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com. 6 questions, 2 minutes, and you'll know your next step. Take the 5, leave the rest, and do it in order. Clear eyes first, the move second. I'll see you tomorrow.